弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们先做一个祷告。
Let's pray together first.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们满心感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
今天早上当我们去思想你十字架的时候，你的十字架的时候，主啊，求你与我们同在。
As we reflect upon what you have accomplished on the cross, we ask you to be with us.
主啊，我们满心感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督的名，
Amen. We thank you and praise you in our Lord's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们大家都常常会看到不同的十字架形状。
So a lot of times we see the shape of a cross.
你可能会在项链上面看到啊，在屋子当中看到啊，或者是在 T-shirt 上面也会看到。
You may see on the necklaces or decorations in the house, or you can see it on the T-shirts too.
但是当你去想一下这个十字架的来源的时候，你就会觉得，哎，这个其实是一个蛮奇怪的事情。
However, when you carefully think about the source or the origin of the cross, you may think that is an interesting way to display a cross.
因为十字架其实是罗马帝国的时候一个刑具。
Because a cross is actually a tool of torture in the time of the Roman Empire.
就是把人挂上去，让他去死的。
Because you hang a person there and wait for the person to die.
所以一个十字架是人看的时候会是畏惧惊恐。
So normally people look at the cross, they will feel scared and afraid.
就好像今天我们会看到电椅啊、脚银啊这样子。
So just like the same response you have when you see an electric chair or a hanging tool.
那有一天我们可能会挂一个电椅在这个项链上。
So you think a person will make an electric chair as a pendulum for your necklace?
那就很奇怪了。
That would be weird.
那但是因为耶稣基督在十字架上为我们牺牲。
Because Jesus Christ died on the cross for us.
我们确实用这个十字架去纪念他的牺牲跟他给我们复活的盼望。
So we're remembering by wearing a cross so then we can remember his sacrifice and also the hope that he gave us.
那今天我们会去看马可福音十五章。
So we're going to be reading together the book of Mark chapter 15.
看看耶稣受死跟的情形是怎么样的。
So we read about how he's sacrificed on the cross.
那我们会思想三点。
We're going to be reflecting upon three points.
第一点就是他在十字架上的顺服。
It will be the Jesus' obedience to go on the cross.
第二点是耶稣在十字架上的痛苦跟成就。
Second would be Jesus' suffering and accomplishment on the cross.
第三点是门徒的十字架。
And the third point would be Jesus' followers' cross.
那我们看到其实十五章里面其实是讲到耶稣在比拉多面前的一个审判。
So in chapter 15 we see the judgment on for Jesus in front of Pilate.
所以第一节我们看到到早晨的时候呢，这些祭司长跟长老们文士就把他捆绑带到去比拉多的面前。
So we can see that on the first verse is saying that in the morning the high priest and the elders and the scribes they bring Jesus to Pilate.
然后就有一个对打，然后就是长老跟文士呢就一直指责耶稣，但是耶稣就什么都不说。
And over there we can see conversations or questions and answers between Pilate and the elders and the teachers of the law.
那最主要他们对耶稣的指责是在第二节那边会讲。
So their accusation of Jesus will be found in verse 2.
就是说，比拉多问他说：“你是犹太人的王吗
？”Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
然后他说：“我是。”你说的是。
He said, "Yes, it is as you say."
然后呢，祭司长就告他很多很多的事情。
So the chief priest actually accused him of many other things.
但是这个最后耶稣就一句话都不说了。
So at the end, Jesus actually does not say any more things.
然后比拉多就觉得很奇怪，怎么问告你这么多事情，你都不说话
？So Pilate found it very strange why he was accused of so many things, but he didn't answer any.
那因为就是说，正常来说呢，在这个情形底下，通常就会总会想一些东西去说一下嘛。
Normally when you're being judged, you will under such circumstances, you'll probably think of some things to explain away.
我最近就拿了一张高票。
So I received a ticket.
开车就没有在这个 stop sign 停下来。
Because I did not stop at a stop sign.
然后就被抓。
So I was caught.
然后呢，就让我回想，其实也不是第一次这样做的。
So I thought about it. I thought that well, that was actually not my first time not stopping at a stop sign.
那就是之前还有不同的情况，也发生过类似的事情，不是 stop sign 就是这个超速。
So I actually was pulled over a couple of the different times for different reasons. Is either not stopping at the stop sign or speed or other things.
那我有一次就打电话去找律师，律师就说：“哎，你这个没办法，被人家抓了，那你就去上庭求情。”
So one time actually I got a ticket and I called an attorney for help, and he said, "Well, you've given a ticket, so that you probably should just go to the court and plead for mercy."
所以我每次都穿得很整齐，要去法庭，然后就表现先很哀伤，然后就跟这个法官就是去讲为什么我这个迟到啊，我所以很惨啊，所以就超速了，然后就希望他可以判刑轻一点。
So every time I had to go to the court, I tried to dress really smart. I went there, I looked like I'm really remorseful, and I was explaining myself away about why I was actually that day getting late. I was trying to get there, and that's why I sped, and I'm just trying to look really sorry. Try to see if the judge can feel sorry for me.
那我很明显是有罪的。
So obviously I was sinful.
所以我怎么说都没用的。
So it's actually I couldn't really explain myself.
但是法官都会同情我，就给我轻判一些，然后就要不就少一些分，要不就少一些钱。
But many times the judge actually felt sorry for me, so that either they took off some points, or then they reduced the fine for me.
但是在耶稣的这个情形底下呢，是不一样的。
However, it's under different circumstances in terms of Jesus' case.
因为耶稣实在是无罪的。
Because Jesus did not commit any sins.
所以他大可以去解释。
So he could really defend himself.
所以他就说就是我哪里是犹太人的王呢？就是说我只是。说说而已，我不是真的是想要当一个政治家去推翻罗马政府。其实我还是蛮爱罗马政府的，我就还叫人家去交税呢。
So he could have said that, you know, I really did not want to be the king of the Jews, and you know, I did not want to be a political figure to lead the group, and I even actually loved the Roman Empire quite a bit, and I asked the people to pay tax.
那所以他的就起码就是不用死嘛。
So if he did so, at least he didn't have to die.
那另外他如果不去解释的话，他也可以去反抗。
Or if he did not try to defend himself, he could actually rebel.
怎么说呢
？How so?
其实前一天晚上他在可西玛丽园去祷告的时候，然后有兵丁去抓他。
Because the night before he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, there's soldiers actually came over to try to get him.
然后他门徒就拿一把刀去想要去反抗。
And his disciple actually pulled a sword and trying to fight.
还伤了人，然后耶稣就阻止他。
And the disciple actually hurt one person, but then Jesus stopped him.
耶稣说你想我不可以叫我父亲为我差派12营的天使来吗？
And Jesus said that, well, don't you think that I can call upon the heavenly host from my father to help me.
就是说，耶稣其实是有权柄，在地上有权柄，他可以行神迹奇事。
So Jesus has the authority and he can perform miracles.
他的确是可以救自己的。
He could have saved himself.
但是他没有这样做。
But he didn't do that.
为什么呢
？Why？
其实是因为他主动的愿意去为人的罪被钉在十字架上。
Because he was willing, he actually took the initiative to die for people on the cross.
虽然他自己没有罪。
And he is not sinful.
但是他主动愿意去为其他人所有世人的罪去承担。
However, he is willing. He took the initiative to die for the cross and for the people on the cross.
所以在可西马利园去祷告的时候他自己当时还有挣扎。
Therefore, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was praying. However, he was also under struggle.
他祷告的时候说我父啊倘若可行求你叫这杯离开我然而不要叫我的意思就要叫你的意思
And he said that my father if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it may your will be done
第二次又再去祷告说我父啊这杯若不能离开我必要我喝就愿你的旨意成全。
And second time he went away and prayed again. My father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done.
那所以他在那一刹那，那知道神的心意的以后，他就愿意去为人去受死了。
So after that, he knew of God's will, so that he was willing to die for people.
所以当天晚上当他去到被这些祭司长文士去审判的时候他也不说话。
Therefore, when he was took up to Pilate by the high priest and the teacher of the law, he did not say anything to defend himself.
然后到比拉多面前他也一句话不说。
In front of Pilate, he did not say anything.
他其实为的是我们。
The reason that he did that was for us.
所以在希伯来书十二章二至三节这样说，他说：“仰望我为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。”
Hebrews 12:2-3, fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith.
他因摆在那前面的喜乐，就轻看受辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame.
便坐在神宝座的右边，那忍受罪人这样顶撞呢？你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
And sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not go weary and lose heart.
所以他愿意去为我们。钉死是因为摆在他前面的喜乐。
The reason that he was willing to die on the cross for us was because of the hope and the joy that's in front of him.
那喜乐是什么呢
？What's the kind of joy?
耶稣本来是神的儿子，他有拥有一切。
He is the Son of God. He has everything.
他不需要什么去让他去喜乐。
He doesn't need any more things to give him joy.
他唯一没有的就是我们。
The one thing that he did not have at that point was us.
因为人有罪的缘故跟神隔绝了。
Because we are separated from God because of our sins.
所以只有当我们回到他身边的时候得着赦免的时候我们才可以跟他永远在一起。
Therefore, only when our sins are forgiven, can we be reconnected to God.
所以那个就是他的喜乐。
So that was Jesus' joy.
OK, 那第二点就是说他在十字架上所成就的跟他的受苦。
Now it's about the suffering on the cross and the accomplishment on the cross.
那在十字架上呢耶稣的痛苦不单是死亡。
So on the cross, Jesus' suffering was not just death.
他也包括了他的冤枉。 他被戏弄，他承担了不能承受的负担，他还被鞭打侮辱，然后他最后被神离弃，然后死亡。
So he also endured false accusations, mockery, and he was flogged, and so he suffered a lot before he died.
那我们可以看到他在不同的受不同的人的侮辱跟他的冤枉。
And we can also see his the injustices that was placed upon him.
那比奥多明明知道祭司长是因为嫉妒才让他解他过来的。
Because Pilate knew that the high priest sent Jesus over because of jealousy.
但是他最后还是让他判刑在十字架上了。
However, Pilate still allowed Jesus to be killed on the cross.
为什么呢？就因为众人在大声喊叫。
Why did he do so? Because all the people at that time were shouting, "Crucify him."
那比拉多为了叫众人喜悦，就把耶稣牺牲了。
Pilate wanted to please the crowd, so that he sacrificed Jesus.
然后呢，说士兵跟其他人呢都觉得耶稣是一个骗子。
The soldiers and all these other people, they thought that Jesus was a liar.
他是一个好像笑话这样子。
And they thought of him as a laughing stock.
所以当他在十字架上面的时候，他们就不断的戏弄他。
So when Jesus was on the cross, all these people actually are mocking him.
有说恭喜啊，犹太人的王，然后也吐唾沫在他脸上去拜他。
And they say congratulations to the king of the Jews, and they also spit on his face.
然后甚至叫他从十字架上下来。
And they also challenge him to come down from the cross.
然后他被十字架的时候，其实所承担的是他不能承受的，所以甚至要人家帮他去背那十字架上去，搁在他身上。
Prior to that, when Jesus was carrying the cross, he was physically unable to endure that. So someone actually helped him to carry the cross.
然后到最后他神离弃了他。
At the end, God actually forsake him.
所以当他大声喊着说以罗伊以罗伊拉玛撒巴哥大尼，翻出来就是我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？So he at the end he said that my God, my God, why have you forsaken me？
到最后他就死了。
And then he died in the end。
那但是虽然这个死亡好像是他生命的终结，然后门徒所有的希望都没有。
So it looks like the death of Jesus was the end of his life, and all his disciples lose their heart.
但那确实一个新希望的开始。
However, this is the beginning of new hope.
因为在喊叫以后，气断了，然后这个幔子就打开，在殿里面的幔子就打开。
Because after Jesus died on the cross, at the same time, the curtains at the temple was separated.
那这个幔子裂开两半是很重要的一个事情。
So this is one very important event that happened that day.
因为这个幔子在建圣殿的时候，这个幔子是分隔至圣所跟圣殿其他部分的地方。
Because the curtains in the temple was placed such that it would separate the most high place from the rest of the temple.
那以前在耶稣以前，所有的人都不可以进去。
So before Jesus' time, nobody could get into the most holy place.
只有大祭司一个人，一年只可以进去一次。然后他进去之前呢，还要做很多准备功夫。
So only the high priest could go into the most holy place once every year, and before he does so, he has to prepare himself.
他有一条绳把他的脚绑住。
And he even has a rope that's connected to his foot.
有一个铃。
And then there's a bell.
万一他进去的时候，就是因为神是公义的，他战战兢兢为人家去献祭的时候，做错什么呢？就会被击打死了。
So if this high priest went in to to make offerings for on behalf of the rest of the people. However, if he did something wrong or he was sinful, he will be struck down by the Lord.
那就只有把他拉出来，因为没有人可以进去了。
And the high priest will die in the most high place, a most holy place. So if that happens, because nobody can go into that place, so they can only just pull him out by the rope.
那人从耶稣钉死以后呢，人可以自由的进入这个至圣所，跟神有直接的关系。
However, after Jesus was sacrificed on the cross, people now can freely go into the most holy place to meet the Lord.
就是人跟神的隔断的墙已经被拆毁了。
So the separation between people and God was already taken down.
然后呢，最后你还看到就是说，对面站着的百夫长看见耶稣。这样子喊叫断气了，就说这人真的是神的儿子。
So one centurion who saw that there is a separation of the curtain after Jesus died on the cross, and he said that this is truly the son of God.
所以这个是一个新希望的开始。
So this is actually beginning of a new hope.
没有死亡就没有复活。
If there's no death, then there is not going to
be resurrection. 没有十字架的痛苦，就没有复活的盼望。
If there is no suffering on the cross, then there is no hope for resurrection.
所以这个耶稣的十字架上就为我们开了一条又新又活的路，可以进到神的面前。
Therefore, the suffering of Jesus on the cross actually begins a living hope in our lives.
那我们可以思想一下作为门徒，耶稣的门徒，我们的十字架。
Therefore, let's reflect upon our cross as the followers of Jesus.
因为耶稣在路加福音里面这样说，他说若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
In the book of Luke, Jesus said to people, if anyone is to follow me, you should deny yourself and carry his own cross daily.
所以对于门徒来说，十字架去舍己跟随耶稣是有十字架的代价的。
So for disciples, to deny oneself and to carry one's own cross, there's a price to pay.
正如耶稣在十字架上显示了他的服从他的痛苦，但是成就了复活的大功。
Just like how Jesus demonstrated how much he suffered and how much he is obedient to God's will, he also showed us the accomplishments that he did on the cross.
我们今天也是一样。
So it's the same thing for us.
在美国，我们可能基督徒很可以很自由的去敬拜神。
So in the U.S., we feel that Christians can freely worship God.
可能没有面临很大的迫害。
You may not feel like you face lots of persecutions because.
但是可能也会有一些不方便，还有一些代价。
However, there might be inconveniences that came with it, or there might still be price to pay as to be a Christian.
我上个礼拜去了一个开了一个会，在芝加哥跟一些其他的基督徒的老师有一些聊天的时间。
So last week I went to Chicago for a conference, and then I had a chance to have a conversation with other Christian faculties.
其中一个老师是一个女生的老师，她在另外一个大学，然后她就去讲一下她她的一个经历。
One female faculty shared about her experience.
当她刚刚当助理教授的时候，她当时第一份的工作，然后她的那个系主任是一个非基督徒。
So her first job was in assistant professor in a school, and her department chair was not a Christian.
然后在一个晚宴当中呢，他的系主任呢就开始去开玩笑，然后就开很多基督徒的玩笑。
So at one dinner, the department chair actually made fun of Christians and made a lot of jokes about Christianity.
然后就大家一起很高兴的时候，他就突然冒出一句说：“哎， 其实我是基督徒。
So people were all laughing at the jokes. However, she declared that I am a Christian.
那这个这一轮的玩笑呢，就停下来了。
So people fell silent all of a sudden.
大家就吃就跑了。
So people just quickly finished their dinner and all dispersed.
然后从此以后呢，他就觉得他戏剧人跟他就没有两句。
So from that incident on, she felt that the department chair did not really interact much with her.
然后过了几年，他就离开了那个工作，去了另外一个工作呢。
So a few years later, she left the school and then she went on to a different school.
但是他也觉得对他来说没有很大的不是一个很大的代价跟影响。
She felt that being a Christian wasn't, you know, the thing that she did that night was not really a big price for her to pay.
那可能对我们来说就是可以认真工作，认真去爱其他人，这些是我们当基督徒的一些义务跟本分。
So for us in the U.S., we feel like as Christians, our obligations, our job to do is just to work hard and to love others.
然后就可能在时间跟金钱上有一些摆上，但是都不算不上是什么迫害跟牺牲。
So we may put forth or offer some of our time and money. However, we feel like in other aspects of our lives, we're not really persecuted or really suffer because of being a Christian.
那但是在其他的地方，基督徒的日子没有这么好过。
However, Christians in other parts of the world do not enjoy freedoms and all these comforts we do here.
那在中国，当基督徒是有代价的。
In China, you do pay a price to be a Christian.
在大学或者是在政府里面每年都要上交，就是去交报告，然后说自己的宗教背景。
In universities or when if you are working for the government, every year you're going to have to send in a report and then to talk about whether you are a Christian or not.
那你要是说自己是基督徒的话，对仕途可能会有影响。
So if you declare that you're a Christian, your future might be affected.
那但是中国是一个很大的地方，在不同的地方有松有紧都不一样。
China is a very big country, so the policies to a Christian is a little bit different in every region.
所以也不一定。然后不同的时间也是不太一样。
So it really depends on where you are, when you are a Christian, that determines how you're treated.
但是呢，最近一两年可能是比较紧。
In the recent couple of years, it looks like the Chinese government has more control, trying to exercise more control over the churches.
政府在某一些地方呢，就举行了大批的把十字架拆除从教会当中拆除。
In some areas, the government actually forced the churches to take down their cross.
那这个是其中一个正经这个是其中一个 video 是我一个朋友他自己拍下来的。
So a friend of mine actually took this footage and sent it to me.
就是一个家庭教会，他们的十字架被拆除的时候，大家就围着在看。
And this is from one of the home churches when the government actually came to take down the cross.
Yeah.
看到其实就是还是有蛮多的迫害。
So we see that Christians do face persecutions.
有被抓去关的，也有也有就是生活上受影响的。
Some were imprisoned, some greatly affected in their lives.
那但是相比在中东的基督徒，中国的基督徒算起来也是幸运多了。
However, those Christians that we just saw in the footage are a lot more luckier than those who are in Iran, Iraq, and Syria.
在这些回教国家基督徒受许许多多的逼迫。
In the Muslim countries, we know that Christians face a lot of persecutions.
对于他们来说，十字架死在十字架上不是一个想象的事情。
To them, to die on the cross is not something that is in, is just an image.
是一个真实的事情。
It's a real life reality.
那因为从美国侵占伊拉克开始，差不多十几年的时间。
Starting from the Americans' war in Iraq until now.
因为美国把这个萨达姆去推翻了，然后后来也有 Arab Spring 的事情，然后也有许多的政治强人都被推翻了。
So American soldiers they took down Saddam Hussein, and there's many other things that happens in Iraq.
所以。亚拉巴之春以后这个Egypt 跟叙利亚跟利比亚他们的政府这些强人都被推翻。
So after the Arab Spring, the government of Syria, Egypt and Libya are overturned.
那这独裁的政治家他们都有很多的问题。
So these dictators cause a lot of problems.
但是他们也是很有政治手腕，去让不同的少数民族啊，他们可以就活得好好的，就不会互相去仇杀，否则他的政权就不行了，不稳了。
So the dictators use a lot of tactics, political tactics, to actually keep all these minorities in check, so then they will not fight against each other, such that they have some sort of stability.
那其中基督徒在中东这些地方呢，就是少数民族。
So Christians are considered minority in these areas.
从2000年开始一直到现在，就是耶稣的时候遗留下来的一代一代。
So these Christians are the generational Christians that came from 2000 years ago from the time of Jesus.
当这些独裁的人被推翻了以后呢，当地的回教徒还有当地的政治的不稳，就让这些基督徒大规模的被残杀。
So when those dictators are overthrown, then we can see that Muslim and the political parties all came in, and the Christians are actually killed.
那这个是一个亚拉伯国文的 N 的这个字，这个代表Nazareth, 就是耶稣从拉萨勒出来的意思。
So this letter is Arabic, and it stands for N, and that's for Nazareth, and that means that's where Jesus is from.
所以这就是在当地代表基督徒的印记。
So locally, this is a sign of being a Christian.
那当伊斯兰国进入这个伊拉克的时候，进入这个地方叫 Mosul 的地方的时候，他就在基督徒的屋子里面就屋子外面就画了这个记号。
So when ISIS went into Iraq and into this city called Mosul, they drew such a symbol on every Christian houses.
他画了这个记号的意思呢，就是说你明天之前要搬出去，否则呢我就会杀死你。
What it means is that you must leave this house by tomorrow, otherwise you're going to get killed.
要不你就改教成为回教徒。
If you want to stay, you have to change your religion. You have to become a Muslim.
先就是刚进去的刚开始的时候还可以付一大笔的税金去留下来，但是后来就也不管了，你就要走。
So when ISIS first entered, the Christians could choose to pay a huge amount of tax so that they get to stay. Now they have to leave. They're not allowed to do so. You either have to leave or you have to become a Muslim.
然后你走了以后，他就把你所有的财产充公了。
So after you leave, the ISIS will take all of your things in your house.
那所以，就。从那时候开始，本来这个摩索有很多基督徒，有差不多10% 的20年前有10% 的基督徒，到现在是一个都没有，跑光。
So 20 years ago in the city of Mosul, there's about 10% of Christian population there. Right now there's zero Christian, no more.
然后同样的情况在不同在伊拉克跟叙利亚的地方发生。
Same things happen in many cities in Iraq and Syria.
这些人住在那里2000年。
So these people have been living there for 2,000 years.
他们后来全部都要举家迁移到一些难民营。
So however, they are now being evacuated, or they have to just run away to go to refugee camps.
那是那些就是幸运的可以离开的，有一些就被杀死，有很多就被杀死了。
These are the lucky ones. The other people who didn't get to leave, they're killed.
那这些人就是基督徒，然后这些就真的是十字架。
So these are Christians who are really being put on the cross.
他们有不同的死法，实际上是最痛苦的死法。
There's different ways to that the ISIS killed them, and dying on the cross is the most most cruel way.
所以这个我最近看了几本书是关于这些在不同地方受逼迫的基督徒。
So I have read a few books like these that talking about Christians in the Middle East areas, their encounters.
那其中这本叫 I Am N.
So one of the books is called I Am N.
就是说我们跟这些我们也是 N.
And that means that all of us who are Christians are also N.
就是我们跟这些基督徒一起站着。
So we are actually standing by Christians in the Middle East.
那这书里面讲到不同的故事，就是关于他们不同的见证。
So in these books, there are various stories and which are testimonies of Christians.
其实他们都不是说灵性超级厉害的基督徒，然后做了什么举世注目的事情。
And we know that these people are not what we call as spiritual heroes, and they have done something that's so great for God's kingdom.
他们都是有血有肉，好像我们正常的基督徒一样。
And these are just ordinary people with flesh, just like us.
有很多还是新的基督徒。
And many of those are new Christians.
但是他们所付的代价是很昂大的。
However, the price they pay is huge.
他们看到他们的财产被充公。
They see that their property and their belongings are seized.
生命被威胁。
Their lives are threatened.
没有工作。
They lose their jobs.
然后他们本来的家，本来自己的家人去把他赶出家门。
They see that their family and their relatives are kicked out of their house.
因为回教徒相信如果有一个人改信基督教的话，必须要把他杀死，或者最少要把他赶走。
Because many Muslim people in that area believe that if one of the family member is a Christian, then we must kill that person or at least kick him out.
然后他们本来这家不是他自己的家了。
So the his own home is no longer home anymore.
更惨的有一些太太被强暴，然后女儿被卖去当妓女。
What's worse is that wives are raped and the daughters sell for prostitution.
所以他们也是会面临很灰心失望跟痛苦。
So they also face a lot of discouragement and lots of suffering.
但是在看到他们的见证的时候，看到他们在这些困难的情况底下，他们去祷告求神给他们勇气跟信心跟顺服。
However, I read of all their testimonies in the books, and I learned about their courage and their faith and their obedience.
因为他们失去了所有在世界上觉得有价值的东西。
Because they already lose everything that the worldly people consider as precious.
他们确实相信神是拥有一切。
However, they still believe that God owns everything.
他们可以从神的角度去看事情，不单是从他个人的角度去看事情。
So they no longer look at this world from their own perspective. They look at the world from God's perspective.
他们看自己是在一个前线的一个士兵。
So they look at themselves as soldiers at the front line.
当神在世界上去掌管的时候，他们在听从神的话语。
So God reigns this world, and they follow God's orders.
他们可能财产被充公的时候，他们必须要去住在难民营当中。
So when their property is seized, they have to live in the refugee camp.
他们没有不知道有没有食物不知道有没有居住的地方，有没有安全。
They don't know the next.Step if they're going to have a place to stay or they're going to have some food to eat.
但是在这些困难当中，神去安慰他们。
However, in all these difficult circumstances, God comforted them.
然后给他们平安跟勇气去活下去。
God gave them peace and also gave them courage to press on.
甚至有很多这些基督徒他们会看到异梦啊，然后看到神迹奇事。
And among all these Christians, God gave them visions and gave them miracles.
然后因为在这段时间虽然是大乱，然后他们被迫害，但是回教徒的生活也不好过。
We know in this time, there's chaos and there's persecutions for Christians. But we know that even for Muslim, things are not much better.
他们也是同样的，很多的也是当难民被迫害。
Many Muslims also become refugee and they are persecuted.
然后也有很多留下来或者是走离开的，他们也是去问他自己的神到底是不是真的神。
So many of them who either stay or they are have to leave, they also ask their God what's happening.
这些基金的分子为什么可以按着可兰经所教他们做的就做的这么残忍？
Why are all these extremists follow their Bible, the Quran, and they do such cruel things?
所以他们的心也是去愿意去想一下到底有没有别的宗教是真实的。
So they also would like to think about if there isa religion, a God that is more real for them.
所以基督徒在当中就有很勇敢的去做见证，然后有很多人就真的去相信。
So we see that actually many Christians there testify and spread the gospel to Muslim, and then many of them converted to Christianity.
但是这些基督徒的牺牲是很难明白的，尤其是我们没有经历过同样的迫害。
And the sacrifice that these Christians have to suffer is really hard for us to fathom, especially for us who are living in the comfort of the North America.
但是从他们的见证当中，从他们的行为跟他们的言语当中，我们看到他们对信仰的坚持。
However, from the Christians in the Middle East, we can see from what they do and what they say, we can see that the faith and the courage that they have as Christians.
就是在迫害当中，他们仍然说他们自己是基督徒。
That is that we witness that they still proclaim that you know they are Christians even under persecution.
愿意背起他们自己的十字架。
They are willing to carry their own cross.
他们也相信神会为他们预备。敌方
They also believe that God will prepare a place for them.
他们有最终的盼望
And they do have hope.
希望神也可以让我们可以开我们的眼睛，让我们可以跟这些基督徒一起去祷告，然后去支持他们。
I ask God to help us so that we can be standing with them, so that we can pray with them and to be with them.
有一个埃及的牧师他这样说，他是举办很多祷告会，为这些被迫害的基督徒去祷告。
Evangelical pastor from Egypt, he has done many evangelical meetings, and he said to us how to pray for the Christians.
他说不要 pray for us, 不要为我们祷告，而是跟我们一起祷告。
So he said, not to pray for us, but pray with us.
因为你想为我们祷告的时候，你可能会祷告错误的事情。
He said that if you pray for us, you will pray for the wrong things.
他说怎样跟他们一起祷告呢？
But then he told us how to pray with them.
就是为他们的国家被救赎去祷告。
To pray for the salvation of the country, that God would draw millions to Jesus Christ.
让神可以让数以百万计的人去相信耶稣。
So then God will lead millions to Jesus Christ.
让也跟他们一起祷告，让基督徒可以放胆勇敢去传扬他们的信仰。
So to pray with local Christians for the Christians to be bold in sharing their faith, and finally,
还有不要逃跑。
To not run away.
虽然在受逼迫的时候仍然可以有信心。
To be faithful in persecution.
虽然到最后可能会失去性命。
So even if it costs Christians their lives.
那有一些华人有一个在欧洲的华人的神学院就写了一个公开信给华人当地的华人教会。
So Christians, Chinese Christians in Europe,
你不用看这个。
European churches, they wrote open letter.
他去鼓励当地的教会去去收留这些难民，然后去帮助这些当地的难民去过新的生活。如果是回教徒的，可以跟他们传福音；如果是基督徒的，可以特别去帮助他们。
So the letter encourages all churches in Europe to receive refugees and to help them to spread gospel to them. If they're Muslim, spread the gospel to them. If they're Christians, help them to be strong in their faith.
所以我们我们也在希伯来书十三章这样说，十三章三节这样说。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 3.
他说你们要纪念被捆绑的人，好像与他们同受捆绑，他们也要纪念受苦害的人，想到自己也在忧伤当中。
You have to remember those who are in bondage just as if you are with them in bondage. You also have to remember those who are persecuted. You have to remember that you are also in flesh just like them.
对对，我想今天我们就到这里，但是我们去看希伯来书的鼓励跟教训我们可以一起念这个是希伯来书十二章一到四节。
So there's an encouragement from Hebrew chapter 12 to us. Let's read it together.
我们既有许多的见证人如同寻彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易前累我们的罪，全心忍耐，都拿摆在我们前头的路程， 仰望我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看受辱，忍受十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边，忍受罪人这样顶撞的。你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心，你们与罪恶相争，还没到。好，我们也念一下英文。
Let's read English together as well.
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance and the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. 好，我们做一个祷告结束。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们满心感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，你主动愿意在十字架上为我们流血。
Lord, you take the initiative to be willing to shed your blood on the cross for us.
所以因为十字架，我们有盼望。
Because of the cross, we have hope.
我们也知道我们有复活的盼望。
We have the hope of resurrection.
主啊，我们为这些弟兄姐妹在受迫害的地方，我们真的是为他们祷告。
Lord, we pray with those who are in a place of persecution.
主啊，我们求你的恩典格外的临到他们。
We ask your grace to be especially upon them.
主啊，成就这些国家。
Lord, save these countries.
让他们真的是可以数以百万计的基督徒可以产生。
So then they can bring millions to Christ.
有许许多多人可以信耶稣得救。
So many people can be saved through Jesus Christ.
求你坚固这些弟兄姐妹的信心，在迫害当中可以坚稳。
Ask you to strengthen the faith of Christians in the Middle East so that they can be firm under persecution.
主啊，我们感谢你。知道他们的赏赐是大的。
We thank you because we know that you are going to reward them greatly.
求你叫我们真的是可以谦卑的，真的是信实的，真的是为他们去祷告。
We ask you to help us so that we can be faithful and be humble in praying with them.
主啊，我们感谢你我们仰望主耶稣。
We fix our eyes on Jesus. Thank you. We pray all these in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.